got cold. I was running a fever. I took a bath trying to relieve some pressure, and I had the worst headache. I went to bed at 9 o'clock. I got up the next day at 5 o'clock in the afternoon to take a shower to get right back into bed and sleep more hours. I got up long enough to eat 2 bites of food, got back into bed, and slept till 7 o'clock the next morning. I couldn't see. I had a headache. I couldn't open my eyes. Asked my wife. I was running a fever, but I wasn't sick. My neck, back, hips, legs, arms, everything was aching. And I seriously thought at that moment, laying in a tub, this is it. I had an aneurysm, and it's just a matter of seconds. But that's what is called the devil. The devil will get into your mind and make you think the worst has just happened. But I'm telling you, today is Sunday, the 5th of 2019, and I'm standing up here preaching God's word. So by the end of this service today, if I'm laying down, we're going to preach God's word. This morning I'm going to be speaking on I will seek to serve him. Monday morning driving to work, it hit me like a brick. I will seek to serve him. Let me ask you this morning, church. How many in this church, in this room, this morning, truly without a shadow of a doubt, really wants to really seek him and serve him this morning? How many in here want to do that? At all cost. You know, in the song that we just sang a while ago, it says, he will give us and he will take away. He will give to you and he will take away. You know, it's in the taking away that we don't understand. Why did you take that away from me? Dear Lord, why? I didn't deserve for you to take that away from me. Why did you take that away from me? He did it for a reason. Because I can tell you this, we never lose something without gaining more. Amen? We don't ever lose anything without gaining more. Let's turn our Bibles this morning to Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. I will seek to serve him. Joshua 24:15 says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom he will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, that were the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose the land you dwell. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, I will serve what? The Lord. I will serve the Lord. I'm only going to serve one Lord, because there's only one Lord. Amen? There's only one Lord. And it's not Allah. It's not Buddha. It's the Lord Almighty. Amen? Church, I started studying this week, and I started getting into some statistics. And 1,500 pastors leave the ministry each month. 1,500 pastors leave the ministry each month. Why do they leave the ministry? Well, moral failures, spiritual burnouts, the uproars in the congregation, the fighting between people and the pastor. Ooh. Amen, Pastor. Preach on. Thank you, brother. Why do pastors leave in the church? 4,000 new churches. This is a good one. 4,000 churches begin each year. Amen? Hallelujah. But overall, we lose 7,000 each year. 7,000 churches close each year. Now, I don't know about you, but if you've got 4,000 churches starting every year, but you've got 7,000 closing, that gives you a negative of 3,000. Now, that breaks my heart, because we're a new church. And in 3,000 churches close a year, that's our negative. That's a lot of churches. Because a year is a short time. That's 12 months. And 3,000 churches are closing. Why, Pastor Shane? Because they have stopped the seek and the serve. Amen? They don't have the will to seek and serve. They are completely burned out. There's no time for God in the homes. They've took God out of the homes. Church, even when it hurts the most, we should serve Him. Even when we don't have the strength, we should serve Him. Church, I had dreams in the 24 hours of sleep. I told Becky, I said, it's crazy because I was hurting so bad, but I felt comfort when I was sleeping because I didn't hurt. And I said, but God gave me dreams because I was preaching in different particular psalms in the Bible. And she said, you were singing? I said, no, baby, I was preaching in the book of Psalms. You know, that's that P-S-A-L-M, that book that's in the middle of the Bible. I was preaching in Psalms. And I said it was so specific for what I was going through in my body. And I couldn't see anybody, but it was like I was preaching and listening. Preaching and listening. And it was helping me. And I would wake up and I was like, Lord, I want to go back to sleep so I can finish my sermon. But I had been sleeping for 19 hours. God was with me even with my strength was lost. We should seek to serve even when we have no song. How many has ever lost your song? Amen. We should serve Him and seek to serve even when it hurts to fight. You know, we learned last week we should put on our boxing gloves and fight. Sometimes it hurts to fight. We should still seek to serve. I will seek to serve this morning. Those I just said, even when it hurts the most, even when I've lost my strength, even when I have no song, even when it hurts to fight. I stole that from a good song. Does anybody know who it is? Hillsong. That's where this message came from. I was driving down the road Monday morning on my way to work, and that song come on. I hadn't heard it in quite a long time, but that song come on. And when I heard Seek to Serve, I said, that's my message. Amen. In the midnight hour, and you wake up and you pray and you have fear, that's when you should seek to serve. In the midnight hour, when everything has hit you so hard because your mind is at ease, that's when you should have the will to seek and serve. Amen. We should submit to the plan that God has for you. We often become exhausted from trying to skirt around God's plan for us rather than submitting to the faith. What do you mean, Pastor Shane? Well, we will fight God back and forth saying, you've got the wrong person. That's fighting with God. How many of us has been called to do something and we try to fight God and say, Lord, you got the wrong person. Guilty as charged. Did it for years. God said, you called to preach. I said, you got the wrong person. I don't stand up in front of crowds. You're called to go to the mission field. You got the wrong person. I don't leave Georgia. You're called to preach, Shane. You got the wrong person. You're called to be a pastor at 1370 North McDonough Road at Abiding Love Community Church. You got the wrong guy. It's not me. But today, on 5/5/19, I stand before you. Church, the disciples had planned to continue on not spreading the word. They continued on wanting to rest. They wanted to go find the big oak tree and live their life at ease. But their plans changed drastically, right? So the disciples had not planned to continue on spreading the word to the crowds. They just wanted to go and rest. Jesus changed the plans. They had a few choices. They could resist him completely and go off and rest, or submit willingly to the change that God had for them. Amen? I think about the disciples. And the disciples, after Jesus had resurrected from the cross, and he had talked to his disciples, and they said, we're going to go spread the word throughout the nation. Now, do you think that disciples at that time said, not me? I mean, because if you think about it, who did Jesus pick the disciples from? Did he go to the church house and say, I want this deacon right here, because he's been a deacon of the church for 35 years, and he's the holy guy, and he's the best one in this. Let's get you. I'm going to go to another church. You think he went and did that? No. He went and got the worst of the worst, you know, and changed them. And then he took those same disciples, and then they went out after Jesus had resurrected from the cross, and he told them what he needed them to do, and they went and spread God's word. The disciples died doing God's work. Amen? Now, some of them were all murdered. They were all murdered, except one. Do you know who that one was? Who was it, baby? John? It was John. But could you imagine being a disciple spreading God's word and being murdered? I'm a pastor of a church this morning, standing up before you, preaching a sermon. Somebody may come through that door there. But I don't fear that somebody's going to come in here and murder me this morning. But they went and they willingly seek to serve, because it was God's plan for them. Amen? They didn't fight him. They didn't fight him. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with love for people. That sounds very familiar. Let's turn to Mark chapter 6 and verse 34. And it says, "And Jesus, when he came out and saw much people, and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things." When we are grown weary in our serving, the first thing to fly out the window is our love for people. Amen? How many of us in here has ever gotten mad? Driving to work, you get mad. Somebody's run you off the road. You don't love that person. Amen? What do you want to do? You want to tell them they're number one, right? Okay, well, your love for that individual that's just run you off the road is not there. You get to work, somebody's already on your case. You don't have that love for that person. Then at lunchtime, somebody rides you off the road again. You get back to work, you have another bad part of the rest of your day. Then you get home, and the one that loves you the most hasn't even been there, and you take it out on them. How many has that ever happened to? Hello. Amen. We have a problem when we get in our little moods. We get in our little schisms and isms, that we just throw that love word out the door. Amen? But let me tell you something this morning. Love is what you really need to do more than anything. Because when you love that person's going to love you back, and they're going to want to pray for you when you had that bad day, and they're going to want to pray for you when you've had that bad headache, and they're going to want to pray for you when you've been sick. Let me tell you something, church. My wife, I did not ask her to. But this week when I was sick, what do you think she did? She laid her hand on my head and she prayed for me. She laid her hand on my back and she prayed for me, because we love one another. Jesus was rejected by man, but he loved them anyway. I thought about that as I was studying. We are so quick not to love somebody. We're so quick not to love somebody. But Jesus loves everybody. Jesus loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. We want to poke fun of somebody's disability. They can't read. They can't write. They don't have money. They don't have a house. They're out here begging for food. They're homosexual. They are retarded. They are whatever. Those are the ones you should love. Somebody once asked me, says, what's going to happen when somebody comes in your church that's a homosexual? I want them to sit anywhere they want to sit. And I'm going to love them just like I love any one of y'all. Because they need to be preached to. They need to be spoke the word and the truth to. Amen? Well, what if somebody comes in that's been in jail for armed robbery? They're going to have a seat in here just like everybody else. Because they're going to need speaking to. They're going to need preaching to. They're going to need a word of God. Well, what's going to happen, Pastor, when the guy comes in with tattoos all over his body? With earrings all in his face? He can sit anywhere he wants. Because it's not what's on the outside, it's what's on the inside. Because if it's what's on the outside, we all need to leave. Amen? Because we've all done junk. Guilty as charged. Amen? Seek to serve. Amen? We love them and forgive them all. Amen? Well, Pastor, you don't understand. My family has come against me. Really? I don't understand. Love them anyway. Pray for them anyway. I ask God every day to change my family. Every single day. There ain't a day that don't go by. There wasn't a day this week that didn't go by that I wasn't sick, that I didn't pray for my family and my church. Because people need God in their life. Amen? Trust the ability of God to provide what you cannot. Mark chapter 6, verse 40 through 41. And they sat down in rank by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken out five loaves and two fishes, I know that doesn't sound right. We had this discussion at the house. We want to say two fish, but two fishes. And he looked up to heaven and he blessed and he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before them, and two fishes divided among them all. So you had five loaves of bread and you had two fishes. Five loaves of bread and two fishes fed 5,000 people. Now, for me, this is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. Because there has been time in our life as a married couple, and I know most of you, there's been times in your lives. And this week alone at work, I had an individual call me or come into my office and say, I need for you to pray about something. And I'm not going to mention their name because if they're watching, I don't want to embarrass nobody. But this individual came into my office and said, I need for you to pray about something because I'm scared to death. I said, what's going on? My husband is quitting his job. Okay? Well, why is he doing this? Well, because he's going to go here, and his job is very stressful. His job is very hard on his body. And, you know, he works in a job where he could be killed at any time. He works in a bad area and all these things. And I said, okay. But he's going to go to work. He's going to be working 5 days a week, but he'll be home every night. And all this. And I said, well, let me read you a Bible scripture. And I read her this one right here, where Jesus took 5,000 people and he fed them with five loaves of bread and two fish. And everybody there left full. They didn't go, man, we got to stop by McDonald's on the way home to get a double cheeseburger. What is this telling us? It's not only telling us that he fed them, but he fed their spirit. When we don't think God's taking care of us, he's already mapped the plan out. You know, before these individuals were even together, God already had their situation mapped out. And I told this individual, I said, if it's God's will, and your husband has already prayed about it, and y'all have already prayed about it, and you've got peace, God's got this. Don't fret over it. Don't worry about it. And so this person told me, she said, I appreciate it. The very next morning, she came in, she said, she was crying, and she said, what you said yesterday, I went home and told my husband. And she said, we got a phone call yesterday after I got off work to come pick up a $10,000 donation check us. And I said, funny that you got a $10,000 check that you don't really need. And God said that he was going to feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. God's going to meet your needs. Amen?
Amen.
Because why? You seek to serve him. Let me tell you something, church. There is no way on this earth that I could live without seeking to serve him. Because I'm going to tell you, I have been over here on this side of the tracks where I've had fun and I've done whatever I wanted to and thought I was, nothing can harm me. And then I've been right here on the middle of the fence where I could go back this way or I could go the right way. And now that I'm over here, the wall's put up. I'm not going back because that's the scary place. By God's grace, from being over here, I got over the fence. I'm over here now. By seeking to serve him, I made it over the fence. Now I'm in the safe zone. Amen? Now I am on the zone that I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about life. I don't have to worry if I walk into my job tomorrow and quit, that God's not going to meet my needs. Amen? Because God put things in motion months and a couple while ago that I ain't got to worry. Amen?
Amen?
I go to work now more for comfort than anything. Right? Amen? Because God's going to take care of us. Because I have decided that I'm not going to try to help God with my life. I'm not going to try to help God with the ministry. I'm going to let God use me. I'm going to let God use my mouth. I'm going to let God use my body. I'm going to let God use my everything. I'm not going to be, God, I need you to help me. I'm going to say, God, I need you to do this. Because I'm not going back. Amen? Now I lost my place. Did the disciples make it happen themselves? The disciples, did they have the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? Are they the ones that made all that happen? No, it was Jesus and Jesus alone. It wasn't the disciples. Jesus will always meet your needs. Let me ask you in here, has anybody in here ever went hungry? Anybody in here ever went hungry? Truly hungry. Has anybody in here ever truly been extremely thirsty, and I'm not talking because you worked outside, but days without water? Has anybody ever been in here naked because you didn't have clothes? No roof to sleep under. You're blessed. You are truly 100% blessed. Because I'm going to tell you something, people. I have been to places where they didn't have a home. They took a 2x4, 2 2x4s and a piece of wood and flipped it down this way, and that's where they slept. And then during the day they pit it up, and that's kind of their house. They didn't have a shelter. They had a piece of wood, and they were happy to have that. We need to seek to serve him. Get away, seek Christ, and rest. It's very important that we get away from everything that's going on and find a place to seek God. I'm going to repeat that one more time. It's very important that we find a place to get away and seek God. That may be a prayer closet. That may be the big oak tree behind your house. That may be this yard out here in front of the church. That may be on a lawnmower. But church, we all need to have a place to go and seek God. And it ain't in front of a television. It ain't sitting in front of somebody. It's by yourself. Because by yourself is where you get that one-on-one time with God. By yourself with God is where you find your answers. By yourself is where things come to existent with you and God. Amen? I'm the world's worst with time. World's worst with time. I don't know if I'm coming or if I'm going. I woke up Wednesday, thought it was Monday. This week, I'm telling y'all, it flew by. But it's because I slept half of it away. And the first thing I got up was, I got up and I felt so guilty because I didn't accomplish nothing. Where did my week go? God said, you got to slow down, big boy, because if you don't, you're going to die. If you don't, something serious is going to happen. And I would rather preach to y'all standing up on both feet instead of laying down here on the platform. Amen? God sometimes makes us sleepy and makes us a little cold so we stay at home. Amen? I used to be that person, never would take a day off. I worked for a company for 15 years, never took a day off work because I was sick. I saved my days for vacation. If I'm sick, I'm staying at home now. That's God telling me it's time to stop. You got to slow down. We've got to find that secret place to get in the presence of God. Get your Bible out. Get in a room. Lock the doors. Do what you got to do, but you got to get in that place with Him. Mom, Dad, if the spouse has to leave, tell them to go to the store. Tell them to go somewhere. You know, you got to have your own time. I know you love one another. I love my wife. If I can see her, I want to be by her. Because I have asked God for a different and a more love for my wife. But I also know that God's given me the good God-given sense that sometimes I have to pull myself away from her. Because she needs her time. I need my time to get in the presence of God. Amen? Rest in Him. Some Christians want to do it on Sunday. We want our presence with God on Sunday. We want to rest on Sunday so they don't come to church. Amen? That's not what I'm talking about this morning. I'm talking about every single day, Jacob, get into the presence with God. I have asked God in the last several months, Lord, put a new fire in here for your word. I read every single day. There ain't a day that don't go by that I don't get in His word, some form or fashion. And I said, every time that I read something from your word, I want it to burn in me. I want to remember it. I want to meditate on it. I want it to get down into me so deep that 25 years from now I can remember it. Because I think that's what I'm a pastor. That's my teaching. That's my learning. Amen? And then I pray over it. And then I seek God after it. And then I pray on it. And then I seek God after it. And then I read it again. And then I seek God after it. And then I pray on it. I come full circle with it. Why? Because I have the desire to seek more of Him. I want to serve Him more. I want to seek Him more. Amen? That's the prayer we need to pray. We need to pray for God, give me that burning down in here, that I want to seek You more, that I want to serve You more, that I want to love people more. Because I'm going to tell you something, people. I truly, in 2018, prayed a prayer to love people more. Now, when I prayed that prayer, I did not realize that the sappiness would come on me. But it did. And I truly, without a shadow of a doubt, there ain't nobody in this world that I hate. Now, there's people that I don't like a whole lot, but I still love them. I still pray for them. But you see people out on the street that are truly homeless. I love those people. And I have a desire, if they're true, to help those people. Because I don't know what's happened. There's jobs everywhere. They could go get a job. But what happened in their life? Are they blaming themselves for some of their loved ones passing on? So that they don't want no better for themselves? You know, somebody told me this week about a situation that was going on, and he said, but I don't know what's going on in life. You never know what somebody's going through. You remember telling me that? You never know what somebody's going through. How many times have you told me that this week? At least a half a dozen? That's the most truest statement. We only look on the outward appearance of what somebody looks like. We are judging that person before we even talk to them. We in here judge each other by what we see instead of getting the whole story. Amen? Guilty as charged. When I'm preaching to you, I got 10 fingers pointed right back at me. I've asked God to take that from me. I don't want to judge Ricky because he did something I didn't like. I don't want to judge my mom because she did something I didn't like. Or Autumn. Amen? Which I need to talk to you about something that you did. I'm just playing. But church, Monday morning, it hit me so hard. We need to 100% ask God and pray to seek and serve. Because we can come in here Sunday after Sunday. We can warm these church seats. We can sing our four songs and get our 30-minute sermon. And we can leave those doors and we can go on our week. Come back and do it again Sunday morning. We can do this. Week after week, month after month, year after year, we can do it. But until we truly ask God to seek and serve, we're doing it wrong. Amen? And it hit me so hard Monday. We're doing it wrong. Now, if you get up every morning and you're asking God to seek and serve, you're doing it right, and thank you. But this morning, if you're asking more of Him, no better place than this altar. Amen? If I could, everyone please stand.